ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Good news for anybody in the U.S. or overseas who needs goods that travel in or out of the busy port of Baltimore. At the Highway Bridge Collapse site, Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
A temporary channel on the northeast side of the collapse opened earlier today. It will help us to get more vessels in the water around the site of the collapse.
Big abortion developments in Florida. State Supreme Court decisions enable a new 6-week abortion ban to take effect. And the court okays a voter referendum for this November's election to decide whether abortion rights are enshrined in the Florida state constitution. Convicted murderer Alex Murdoch in South Carolina today sentenced to 40 years for financial crimes, stealing millions from his clients. The CDC investigating a case of bird flu in a person in Texas. Rare, the first case linked to a cow. No evidence it spreads person to person. This is ABC News.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy want to send him a message. They're urging at least 20,000 Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed in tomorrow's presidential primary.
That is the margin of victory that won Wisconsin for Joe Biden in 2020. We're hoping to get at least 15% of the vote statewide to gain delegates for the DNC in Chicago this summer.
Heba Muhammad is with the group Listen to Wisconsin. She spoke with WYSN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin Democrats hope candidates running under newly drawn legislative maps could mean more votes for the Biden-Harris ticket in November. State Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler calls the idea reverse coattails. The race between Biden and Donald Trump is expected to be fought at the margins in battleground states like Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A cargo ship that got stuck at a Superior dock required an assist from another ship to get free. According to a Fox 21 report, a ship called the Burns Harbor found itself stuck at BNSF Railway Dock 5 in Superior after fueling up and loading its hull. Officials say the cause of the unusual traffic jam is still unknown, but it could be due to something like lower water levels, sediment buildup, or that the ship was just carrying too much weight. The ship unloaded some of its cargo onto another ship and was then able to depart. A substitute teacher from Carleton is well on his way to another Jeopardy title. According to a Northern News Now report, Sam Cavanaugh advanced to the semifinals of his first invitational tournament with Jeopardy on Thursday as community members hosted watch parties back home to celebrate his success. Cavanaugh pulled out the win on Thursday by wagering the lowest amount of money on the final Jeopardy question, which no contestant was able to answer. He is already a 4-time Jeopardy champion. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Brewers sweep the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 4-1 win to complete a 3-game sweep of the Mets. On Saturday, Mets pitcher Johan Ramirez ejected for throwing a wild pitch at Milwaukee's Rhys Hoskins a day after his hard slide into second base.
And that one sails over his head.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if there was intent involved.
Oh, boy.
They just threw Ramirez out of the game.
Oh, wow.
The Mets manager, Carlos Mendoza, suspended one game. Ramirez appealing a 3-game suspension. The Brewers' Rhys Hoskins.
People boo you. People doubt you. People do whatever they do. Big leaguers don't miss by 8 feet.
NBA, the Bucks with a win in Atlanta over the weekend. They play the Wizards tomorrow night. College basketball, the Badgers women's team in the WNIT Grade 8. They host St. Louis in the Kohl Center tonight.
Obviously really excited for our players and the program to be able to take another step that we're trying to accomplish.
That's Wisconsin's women's head coach, Marissa Mosley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Cloudy sky with showers around for tonight into tomorrow morning. Some mixed snow possible, low 30s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow afternoon, high low 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy Wednesday, high mid-40s. Sun's back, still breezy, and upper 40s Thursday. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Tuesday morning on Up North News Radio, Christina Laurie has The Uplift, stories about some of the uplifting people she writes about in our daily newsletter.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Welcome Monday, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. It's a new week, Johnny Lupinacci, man. Look at
sure
you.
Is,
anybody in
week,
the Facebook? Yeah. The new month, you know, and guess what? It is not going well. We'll see how we get with this month. Gotta love the hat though, man. That is sweet. For anybody on the Facebook and the YouTube and the Twitter, Johnny is sporting a seriously yellow hat.
I am.
Man.
It's a number two. It's a special color, number two pencil color for the Busted Pencil show. You know,
nice.
I had all kinds of ideas, Tim, for April Fool's stuff, but by the time you get me in the evening, I've had so much amateur comedy already today that I'm done with it. I'm like over it. It's already, it might as well be April 2nd. But the day is not over yet.
No, it's not over yet. And actually, we'll get to, I think there is actually one of the best April Fools out there. And we'll talk about that.
Goodness.
One of our friends was engaging into it. But Johnny, I got this thing here. So we're coming into Monday all week. And I'm looking at this article coming out of K-12 Dive, you know, the trusted source of Busted Pencils. I'm confused. Bringing joy and learning to preschoolers through science lessons. Ooh. And I'm looking through this and I'm like, whoa, wait, preschool, you're talking like 2, 3, 4-year-olds in science. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, science, that's like, you know, sophomores, juniors, seniors in high school, little kids doing science. And I got a little pushback and I thought, you know what? There are times in the past, and we're going to go to this, there have been times where I've been perplexed and I don't know where to turn. And guess what, though? We have a place to turn. And I was just thinking about this. You know what? We have our good friend, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, Matt Damon's mom. I wonder, Anya, what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
It's so good to have you back. And Johnny and I have been waiting. You know, we said the show, we started this show. We're going to do a lot more kind of intro to this, but we started the What Would Matt Damon's Mom segment. Nancy, what was that, 2011 at the Save Our Schools rally when we met? And just great stuff. But Nance, okay, little kids, 2, 3, 4 years old, science education, really?
Your intro had a key word in there that gave me chills. You said science lessons.
Okay.
Here's the thing. If you think about little kids, they have a natural interest and draw to nature. You watch any child, they love sand, they love water, they love running water, they love mud, they love flowers and bugs and trees, and they absolutely connect to the amazing nature that's around them. So if we can build on that in early childhood classrooms, and this is the ideal, build on that interest and bring it into the classroom and help children grow that interest through curriculum that connects to what has already naturally been of interest and engagement for them before they got to school, it's a beautiful thing. But when you say science lessons, it's worrying me, because what we've seen are the trends in early childhood education ever since ed reform of the almost now last 25 years that have pushed down academic learning, teacher-directed learning, skill-based learning, and skills and focused endpoint concepts onto little kids that disconnect them from genuine learning, from play-based and activity-based learning. So it's not the idea that it's wrong to teach them science. It's how do you do it?
I mean, the article too, I think the lessons part throws it because it's a concern, but I just say early childhood educators can help young students develop a scientific mindset by avoiding rote memorization of facts and by introducing inquiry-based and engaging activities. I think that's kind of what you're talking about, Nance, right?
It is. You know, I knew a teacher once in an urban school setting who had a kindergarten classroom. And once a week, she walked with her whole class outside to observe one tree that they had chosen. And they watched the changes in the tree. They observed the changes. They came back to the classroom. They talked about what they saw. Then they drew it and they documented it. They hypothesized, if you will, about what the changes were and what they might see next. This is the scientific method, really. Mm-hmm. It's forming and testing hypotheses, observing, recording. And they loved it. They were so excited about the tree and the changes the tree made. They went back out there once a week. They saw whether or not the ideas they had about what the tree might be doing might happen or was something different. This went on for 6 months. This is New England. So from spring through fall, it went through summer to observe this. And not only did it teach them scientific method, but it taught them love of the tree, too. The connection to nature, the appreciation of nature, and a whole holistic experience in science that to me was just a perfect example of what we can do if we build science education onto what is children's natural love of nature and interest in nature. But it's not how it's happening now. It's happening.
Johnny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we'll get to that. I'll ask you, Nancy, what are some of the sort of the dangers of what's happening now in just a moment. But first, I want to thank you for being on the show with us. It's great to see you and hear you again. And then second, I love for all of our listeners and especially the teachers out there, right? Especially early childhood teachers out there do so much. I mean, you know this. We're not telling you. We're preaching to the choir. You're telling us more often, you know, this is stuff we've been doing or we can do in really fun ways. But for you upper level teachers out there, maybe like hear what Nancy's saying, hear what we're saying here. Too often school seeps in and we teach children to think less scientifically. We start to provide answers. We start to say there's one way to do things instead of, you know, this sort of, I love Nancy that you're bringing up, not only the way young children have a natural affinity for inquiry, but their capacity, all of our human capacity, especially when we're young, for all the divergent thinking, for all of the ideas, for all of the, dare we even say, kind of crazy hypotheses that are in your mind as a young person. What a beautiful thing, right? Because what we know is the more time you spend in school, unfortunately, the less creative and divergent we are at thinking. And so if we think about it this way, young people are the future scientists of our community. They are also, they don't have to become scientists to be scientifically literate or to value science, but we all have this capacity as young learners. Yeah. And somehow it's taught out of us. So I like to believe early childhood educators are doing so much of this, like that example with the tree. And as a science teacher, I think, oh, so cool, because how fun is it to scaffold on then in those early grades? Guess what? Our friend, the tree that we have a relationship with, guess what? That tree's civic duty in our democracy, which includes the tree,
yeah,
is clean air that we have.
Yeah.
Photosynthesis. We start to layer on these concepts, and children have already a working knowledge of inquiry and respect and reverence and reciprocity with the tree and the natural world around them. So it's so beautiful. But Nancy, because I'll just fall into romanticizing this, because I already love early childhood so much. I think we all should learn from our early year educators more. But tell us, Nancy, what's under threat here? Because that sounds like a great preschool or K program, kindergarten program, where yeah. we're learning science by observing, by playing, by asking questions, you know, but too often now, what's happening?
What's happening now, and it's really unfortunate, is that all of the things we've seen with the negative effects of ed reform have pushed down to early childhood, sadly. And unfortunately, now a lot of states now, the departments of education have taken over early childhood, and they've been incorporated into elementary schools. And studies show that the more that's happened, they're dominated by whole group instruction and focusing on specific skills and not on inquiry, not on child-centered observation, activity, play-based learning. The thing about early childhood education that I'm glad you care about it, and I do, is that the groundwork that you lay with young children for not only what they understand, but how to think about the world. So you're using the word inquiry, or we could say hypothesis testing. It sounds fancy, but it actually, children do it all the time. Like, what do I think will happen? Oh, this happened. Oh, wow. Interesting. Why? It's a natural way that does get drummed out, a natural way of thinking that gets drummed out of kids really early, and they get convinced, told that they're already information out there, scientific in this case, and then they're told what it is and they have to learn the concepts, but it's completely separate, A, from the content they've already discovered on their own explorations in nature, and B, the way that it's understood, which is through their own inquiry and their own discovery method, and not from being told from an adult teacher. But they already lose that even now at the ages of 3 and 4. They don't actually get to develop it fully. And they're told actually that there's a different way to see the world than what they naturally are capable of doing.
You talk about that too. It's just I keep hearing this word natural. Natural comes across nature, natural. The natural state of early childhood is scientific inquiry.
It is towards anything. So even if you say it's not science, it could be towards anything in the world, not just the natural world, but asking any questions about anything and having an inquiring mind and a critical thinking mind.
Well, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, Matt Damon's mom, thank you for setting the record straight on that, because I was getting ready to go. It's like early childhood, man, they're too young to be thinking about scientific things. They need to learn to read and write and stuff first. But not only is that, but so you've got a warning, first of all, it's like, let's not make this too hard. But Matt Damon's mom, thank you for busting pencils with us.
And the Dr. Nancy more. Carlson Page. Appreciate
it. The Dr. Nancy Carlson
thank
Page.
You. And, thank you, buddy, for letting me join you. And thanks for caring about young kids.
Absolutely.
And when we get back to the phones, busted pencils, back after the break.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk. The number's 855-752-4842. It's educated educators talking education. Dr. Nancy Carlson Page was our guest, the beginning science. Yes, Matt Damon's mom. Right to the phones, though. L.A. Tom is right there knocking on the door. L.A. Tom, what's happening, our friend?
Good afternoon, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. And that means all of us. That just doesn't mean the left or the right or the LGBTQ plus or anybody else. It's all of us make up.
That's right.
We the people government. I love what Nancy was saying. I'm going to go back to the thing I think was, as soon as kids start reading, that they should start reading positive affirmations to themselves. The biggest obstacle that I see is that there's a lot of insecure, I'll call them boys, even though they're old enough to be men, that they seem to think that creativity goes along somehow with being effeminate or being gay. And I think that's something that we really have to look at in terms of, women raise boys. And these boys, when they grow up, for some reason, don't treat women very nice, especially the ones that are from a certain political persuasion, it seems to me, anyway. Not putting it all as a broad blanket on them, but, like today, Crudy and Dom had some guy called up and said, "You guys are gay." And it's like, you know what?
Oh my,
take your
goodness.
Hypermasculinity crap, yep, and get it out of here, because that's what it is. It's hyper. It's a guy that thinks that he's so masculine, or masculinity equals gay or non-gay. And I just think that, when Nancy was talking there and I was hearing about creativity and I was hearing about, young children, whether, boys or girls, loving nature and doing all that. And all I could think to myself was, oh my God, they probably think that this is some type of left wing takeover or something, where people can't be free to think. And I really think that's something that we need to, in our culture, because you could have the most wonderful teacher in the world, but the minute that kid gets home and hears his father talk a certain way or whatever it might be, that just destroys that young kid. And I think that, we really need to listen to Into the Woods, which is, careful the words you say, because children are listening.
L.A. Tom,
seeing what you're doing.
L.A. Tom, man, you brought that into the point here to really land it. And in fact, I don't know if you're referring directly to the book Into the Woods, one of the best books about taking kids out into the woods. Just point that out. But yeah, the creativity and bringing that in, and I'd say, L.A. Tom, yeah, the sensitivity towards, masculinity, femininity, all those things are definitely things we're talking about, though, too. I think the concern really with the early childhood, particularly when we're talking with Nancy with science, is to take that natural, and that's the word, Johnny, that I really like Nancy was using, that natural kind of propensity to want to know, to understand, to dig deep, the encouragement. And this is where I think L.A. Tom's saying, all of us then in those moments were students, and I guess any age, right? But particularly young, when they start at, you know, expressing desires and creativity and wants, and the ability for, you know, an adult to potentially squash that, you know, from a perception in Tom's case, you know, perception of, boy, you know, being creative in nature sounds feminine. Well, no. It's like, we need great scientists, and being curious about nature. Wait a minute. Johnny, that's where I'm trying to link all of things Tom was putting together there.
I want to link it together too, because, I mean, Tom, thanks for the call. Always love when you give a call. That's all of our listeners. I don't think we have any callers that we're like, oh, not this call.
Oh, no, right?
I love hearing from you. But, you know, LA Tom coming through with the reminder that it is we the people. That means all the people. It means it's complex and we have a lot of perspectives on things. And our job then is to be really good at figuring it out. And that doesn't mean fighting to have your one way. And that doesn't mean letting insecurities or, you know, or violences that you've naturalized, because I'm going to break up that term natural that we used earlier a little bit, because some things can be naturalized, like what LA Times bring. We're socialized in a patriarchy. And yes, I'm sure this means like now we're left wing exposing. But again, you know, to be feminist doesn't mean that you're specifically on the left or on the right. You just are against, you know, misogyny and the dominance of patriarchy. We can get into a whole show about that. But nonetheless, in our culture right now, too often, young people learn that it's a particular thing to be male or masculine. It's a particular thing to be female or feminine, and that it's really direct and one-to-one. And it's far more complex than that. Thank you, future generations that are blowing up those patterns right now, which we're very excited about. But the idea here is that first thing, you know, whoever the caller was that called up the Dom and Crudy earlier and called him gay, thank you for, like, sorry that you do that, but thank you for bringing that to all of our attention, because come on, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Seriously?
Come on, man.
That's what you got. But what that person likely meant was they meant to put down Dom and Crudy. When there's absolutely nothing about masculinity, a healthy masculinity, that is hardwired to your sexuality. Right. To what you desire or what you like. So that kind of use of language, there I say, what did the youth call it? They say it's cringe. It's absolutely more than that. Right. It is remnants of a violent world. Right. That still exists for too many people. And so, you know, shame on that person. Yeah, I said it. Like, I rarely shame people. But I think, you know, some public shaming for calling somebody gay, like other than in a celebratory way, like high five, like, you're out, you're proud, and let's hope you have the best life out there, knowing that it's not an easy road for anybody in this kind of violence that folks, particularly in the LGBTQ community, are exposed to. So yeah, I'm shaming you. Shame on you for calling Dom and Crudy gay. You can disagree with them, but that use of language is far too violent and destructive and remnants of an old world, right? A world we no longer want part of our lives, but too often have all around us. And so we're working to make that change. Thanks, Tom, for bringing that up. But Tim, you know, sometimes when we say, hey, we got to let things be natural, well, different people have understandings of what natural means, like natural order, natural law, these kinds of things. It can get highly conservative quick. And that's not the version, not saying that version, like, shouldn't exist as a diverse opinion, but it's often utilized as a way to say, natural means, and I can just hear it, right? Maybe the same.
Oh, guy. I know. Yeah, you're making me.
Natural means that these kids are, you know, aren't learning to love trees. I'll tell you what, trees are God's, you know, are God's creation for man to dominate and rule. That's natural.
You got to make two by fours out of them trees.
So I want to differentiate, and I think Tom brought that up. You know, I think he said, like, hey, let's talk about when we are talking about, we're talking about the natural world. We're talking about, you know, a multi-species diversity, you know, diverse things, a bioregion rich with life. And it's our relationship with that diversity of things and our understanding and wonder for the value, recognizing the value in something like a tree or the natural world that we're in. So, I mean, I took up some time there, but I appreciate Tom's call. I'm glad we got to shame the person who was insecure and called up and, you know, used violent language towards Dom and Crudy. And when we come back, Tim, let's chop it up some more and let's get into this April Fool's stuff and things happening in the world. All right?
All right, man.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Northland College in Ashland has a little more than 2 days to raise $12 million to stay in business. An emergency fundraiser ends at midnight Wednesday. The Board of Trustees admits in a letter issued last week they have a long way to go to reach their goal. Meanwhile, Northland faculty are offering a plan to cut costs and increase revenue. It includes reducing enrollment and renting out some student housing to the public. Children in Wisconsin from low-income homes will get nutritious food this summer. Qualifying families will get preloaded debit cards to use to buy groceries.
We've got families with low incomes, most of them working, by the way, but just not able to put that extra meal on the table for kids who are home during the summer months.
Shelley Forner is with the Hunger Task Force of La Crosse. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. An Almena man has entered a guilty plea after being charged with possession of child pornography. According to Barron County court records, 56-year-old Charles Lambert was accused of possessing hundreds of images of child pornography on his phone, depicting victims as young as 12 and 13 years old. He was arrested after authorities confirmed his phone number was the same as a phone number that had been given in a cyber tip. After entering the guilty plea, Lambert is now scheduled to be sentenced on July 9th. The University of Wisconsin-Superior is about to get a new sports team in the fall. According to a Fox 21 report, the university started an esports club team this semester, giving students the chance to compete against other school club teams in a variety of video games. After having success in the Wisconsin Rocket League, the university will make the club team the first formal extracurricular esports program in the Midwest by making it a varsity sport. The team will compete in the National Esports Collegiate Conference. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Whoopi Goldberg says aliens are among us. The subject came up on The View when Ghostbusters Frozen Empire star Kumail Nanjiani was on the show and said he didn't believe in ghosts but might believe in aliens. Whoopi wasted no time saying they are already among us, at which point co-host Sonny Hostin joked, aliens are talking to Whoopi. Goldberg continued saying we always need to be aware because that is the nature of being an earthling. I knew it. Speaking of sci-fi, I'm back and forth with the genre, to be honest, but the show Three Body Problem was really intriguing and kept my interest once it got going. It's a story about a group of scientists and a policeman who try to fend off an invasion of aliens who barrel toward Earth after receiving a signal in the 60s. The show is based on a book of the same title, but Whoopi Goldberg thinks it's real. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky with showers around for tonight into tomorrow morning. Some mixed snow possible, low 30s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow afternoon, high 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy Wednesday, high mid-40s. Sun's back, still breezy, and upper 40s Thursday. Currently it's 41 degrees.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Welcome back. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. 855-752-4842 is the number if you want to call. get in here. Yeah, we were. Yes, we were just talking to Matt Damon's mom, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Science, little kids. Yes, little kids. And then L.A. Tom gave us a call, put us in a direction that, you know, really comprehensively helped us make two different points there. Johnny, you were kind of talking about this, too, and the potential to say, you know, because Nancy kept saying natural, and I was like, yeah, that's the word, that's the word. And you were pointing
it
out,
is,
though, hey,
it is.
Be careful. But be careful with that word, because that word itself can be used very conservatively to point out, going, what's natural is, you know, and is, you know, boys liking girls and girls liking boys and all, you know, and cutting down trees to make wood and shooting animals to eat. And that's the natural order of things. Well, it wasn't really making that reference. And I think that it's good to be cautious. The innate state of childhood is curiosity.
Expert consensus, scientific literacy. And it doesn't run antithetical to also for folks out there who may say, wait, hold on a minute. But, you know, I don't necessarily only listen to science. It's not antithetical also to different religious beliefs of children. Unfortunately, though, we have kind of an adult supremacist world we live in. And so kids aren't always valued. Right. And we often think about needing to control them or knowing what's best for them. And then sometimes actually we don't always know, or we haven't historically always been on the side of, you know, caring for children in the way that they best grow and develop. And so when Nancy used the term natural, and Tim, you were using it, and I'm going along with it, because yes, there is sort of a natural affinity that we as human beings have across all cultures for inquiry, especially when we're young, for learning through play, for observation, for creativity. And, you know, and so we want to, you know, to harness that, to foster that growth, you know. And then I just pointed out, because Tom said he could imagine the same kind of guys who called up Dom and Crudy, you know, with their garbage language and, you know, violent remnants of a past world we hope goes away soon. But the idea, you know, that those kinds of folks might be listening and saying, well, you know, this sounds like some, you know, some real liberal washing of the, of, you know, of what we know kids actually need. They need more structure, more discipline. And, you know, disciplined classroom in early childhood especially looks like a lot of playing, and it has structure to it, but it's how children learn. It is natural to where they are developmentally, to their growth, to the diverse ideas and identities that are budding at that age, right? And so you know, it's not punishing. And too often school, we understand discipline as punishment. Luckily, you know, when we have Ed Amplified on, Educators Amplified, we have Teacher Hallie and Teacher Joanna who come in and they break this down, you know, every day, how they work for engagement and not compliance, right? And so that's a beautiful thing. We get to it later in the week. But Tim, so you know what else is going on in the world? It's baseball season.
Okay.
All starting up, especially I think the Brewers out there, listeners in the Milwaukee area, right? You got a home opener tomorrow. But Tim, on baseball season, in the spirit of that, because I told you already, I'm not an April Fool's guy. I'm amateur comedy out by evening here. But I'm going to lob one up to you so you get a hit a home run.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
Because I don't know. I'm going to steer the show a little bit. I don't know if it's what we had on the agenda. But I tell you, every time I see and hear, because if you're on the live stream, you could see and watch us. But every time I see and hear you and Dr. Nancy Carlson Page talk, I'm reminded of, like, you guys have been talking about this stuff for years. So, like, give me the verge. Like, tell them a little bit. Like, how'd this come to be? Like, come on, man. How did Busted Pencils get to ask Matt Damon's mom, play with that whole idea? Because we know Dr. Nancy Carlson Page as a peer, you know, as an established professor in education. But connect the dots for the listeners out there, because I mean, I have pieces of the story, but I've never actually asked you. So I'm lobbing this up. Give us backstory, man.
All right, I got my favorite Louisville slugger in hand for this one, for the lob pitch. 2011, the height of No Child Left Behind, and you even heard Nancy referring to it. Ed reform. The Ed reform movement is just destroying schools, and there was a movement of educators across the country through what was called Save Our Schools. We went with the SOS call sign. And we put together a rally in Washington, D.C., to get there and to say, we're going to advocate for public schools. And one of the key speakers, and you can YouTube search this, Matt Damon speech, Save Our Schools speech. You can pull it up where Matt was giving a speech for Save Our Schools. And I was there because I was a father who had opted his son out of No Child Left Behind. And I was invited to come and do a little conversation about what it means to opt out. And during Matt's speech, I was behind the scenes in one of those tents where Matt's mom was, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. And we met, and I did this.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
One dribble up, it's good, and a foul. Step back, three. Wisconsin pulls off the upset on Senior Day, 78-70 over 12th-ranked Michigan.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
The calendar has flipped to April, and the Wisconsin Badgers are still alive in the WNIT. After scoring a season-high 86 points in a Super 16 win over Illinois State, Wisconsin will match up against St. Louis in the quarterfinals in Madison tonight and are one step away from a Fab Four appearance if they can beat the St. Louis Billikens. It's time for the WNIT Great Eight. It's time for Badger basketball. And coming up on tonight's pregame show, we'll get a scout of tonight's opponent, St. Louis, with assistant coach Jamie Gleason. We'll look inside the Badger numbers in that big win over Illinois State in the Super 16. In the Badger notebook, we'll also take a quick peek at the scoreboard involving Big Ten teams in the NCAA tournament and the WNIT. But up next, head coach Marissa Mosley, and this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks. Your hometown radio refreshed.
your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Say it with me, the Boxing Six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
At the Kohl Center, ready for WNIT action as Wisconsin hosts St. Louis in the Grade 8, joined by the Badgers head coach, Marissa Mosley. Season high 86 points against Illinois State in the Super 16. What impressed you most about your team's offense last game?
I think it was just the balance of it, and it was, I want to say, like, the ease in which it came. And what I mean by that is I didn't feel like anyone was forcing anything. I felt like they were letting the game come to them, and we just had a lot of contributions from a lot of people, and it seemed to just be working for everybody.
I think it's five players in double figures, and what can you say about Saniah Copeland? She was 7 of 8 from the floor, 3 of 4 from downtown, tied her career high with 18.
I thought, you know, the last several games Nye has really played, you know, really free, really confident. I think that she is in a great groove, and when she's playing like that and our perimeter can knock in those threes, it really opens up a lot of things for us. And you know, I think at every turn we had players stepping up, but I'm really proud of her performance and hope that we can mimic that again tonight.
Yeah, I also thought the crowd is really nice too in that game. What'd you think about the crowd?
Yeah, so grateful for, you know, the community support, and hoping that we can mimic that also this evening. You know, I think that makes a huge difference when you get to host these games, when you've got your home crowd behind you. That's a six man or six woman, if you will. And so, you know, hopefully we get that again, and then that helps propel us into this Final Four.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. What's it going to take to get to the Fab Four with a win over St. Louis tonight?
Well, St. Louis does an excellent job. They kind of have a three-headed monster in scoring, and they do a great job of getting to the offensive boards. And so we've got to make sure that we limit the fouls on us and don't put them to the free throw line. We've really got to be able to contain those three scorers in particular. You know, they're playing really well right now. And so, again, when we're on our home floor, we've got to make sure that they have to guard us and that we really do a great job defending.
Best of luck.
Thank you, John.
That's head coach Marissa Mosley. We will get a scout of St. Louis coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network believe awareness can make a difference during any season or any storm. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We're springing into what's typically severe weather season. After some big swings with tornadoes and fire dangers during the winter, this is a good time to remind you to review your safety plan and show it off as a part of a Safe Place Selfie Day. First, what are your local weather worries? Tornadoes, flooding, wildfires? Second, where is your safe place from any of those weather hazards? Your basement or a shelter? Now, go take a selfie in one of your safe locations. Post it to social media, including hashtag Safe Place Selfie Day on Wednesday, April 3rd. It's a fun way to emphasize the seriousness of being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency.
I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, yeah. Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former State Senator and Majority Leader in the State Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
At the Kohl Center, getting set for WNIT action. In the Grade 8, it is the Badgers hosting St. Louis, joined by Wisconsin assistant coach Jamie Gleason to talk about the Billikens. Peyton Kennedy coming off her second 30-point performance of the year in that Super 16 win over Purdue Fort Wayne. What do you see on film on her?
Yeah, we talked a lot about her over the past 2 days. As a post player, you know, it's different for us to have to go out and guard the three-point line as much as we're going to have to with her today because she's just been shooting the ball so great. But we've been working on that, and we know what we have to do to stop her. But finding her early in transition is going to be huge because she gets a lot of the little pitchback threes to get her going, and then just trying to make her finish in a way that she doesn't want to. Yeah.
She and Kyla McMakin, they're both 5'11". How are they the same? And they both, by the way, lead St. Louis in scoring at 16.8. But how are they the same, and maybe how are they different as players?
Yeah, so they the same, their scoring average, which was funny that it ended up being that way after last game. But they can both put the ball in the hoop. Both can really score from kind of all three levels. But McMakin, I mean, she headhunts her shot. I coached against her when she was a freshman at Longwood, so I've known her and seen her way too many times. I'm kind of sick of it. No, I'm just kidding, but she's really good. And she really, you know, headhunts her shot. But they also have something that they really want to do. So we know their tendencies, and we're going to lock into that today to try to limit their scoring.
All right, defensively, St. Louis gives up the most points and the second highest field goal percentage allowed in the A-10 this season. Defensively, where can you get them?
Yeah, well, they switch up their defenses as well, and so I think that's something that, they're a jack of all trades in that aspect, and so we can expect to see a lot of different defenses, but our size advantage, you know, we're going to take advantage of today because we are taller across the board, and, you know, we're used to a more physical league as well, so we're going to look to, you know, pound it inside like we normally do, but then our guards are going to be able to get downhill, so just making good decisions off of that.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
That's assistant coach Jamie Gleason. Keep it right here. The Badger Notebook is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
And welcome back courtside at the Kohl Center. Time for the Badger Notebook. John Audius with you. It is grade 8 action between the 15-win Badgers and the 19-win St. Louis Billikens. Wisconsin 15-16 overall this season. It's their most wins since the 2018-2019 season. Meanwhile, St. Louis comes in 19 wins and 18 losses. Now, the Badgers, in case you missed it, playing in their first postseason in 13 years. The last time they made the postseason was this WNIT tournament in 2011. Wisconsin also 3-0 in quarterfinal games, trying to get to their fourth Fab Four in school history. And the Badgers got to this point after a season-high 86 points and a win over Illinois State, 86-61. Five different Badgers scoring in double figures. Now, Sarah Williams' double-double streak did come to an end. 17 consecutive games is the number, a Big Ten record for Williams. She scored 18 points and grabbed four rebounds. So, series history versus St. Louis. This is the third meeting all time between the two schools. Wisconsin is 2-0. They last met in 2011. Keep it right here. Quick spinner on the Big Ten next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. John Audi is with you. Time for a quick spin around the Big Ten as the Badgers and St. Louis Billikens are getting ready for tip-off, and the winner of this one gets the winner of Purdue versus Vermont. That's the other quarterfinal going on right now, and the Big Ten's Boilermakers leading by 4, 34-30. That one midway through the third. Minnesota faces Wyoming in a quarterfinal. That's tonight. That one has yet to tip. Another Big Ten team in action is Iowa. Trails LSU by 1, in the Elite Eight, 38-37, about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter of that one. We'll take a break, come back. Starting lineups, opening tip-off next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and